This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's just embarrassing, honestly, what we put out there. Such a big game for us.
That was one of the cleanest descriptions post-game, as the Jaguars were dominated in every phase by the Detroit Lions. And growing up in the Metro Detroit area and as a lifelong Lions fan, I cannot remember a game where the team never punted in an entire game. Jaguars throttled 40-14 in Detroit. Action Sports' Jack's Brent Martineau will be by this afternoon, 3 till 6, and also this morning on ESPN 690 from 8 until noon. And where do you even begin in terms of trying to clean up that mess that they left behind in Detroit, Brent?
I thought you were going to say, I can't remember a time when Detroit dominated a team. never mind.
That too.
Yeah, this is bad. And I guess my big question is going to be today and going forward, was this just one of those games that happens in the NFL where you get blown out sometimes and it just came at a really bad time? Or are the Jags in trouble personnel-wise? Because one of the big problems right now in Jacksonville, and we've seen this coming, but yesterday, oh boy, was it an exclamation point, is that defense has regressed. Remember, this is a defense that shut out the Colts, that beat the Chargers, and ever since then, slowly but surely, and then capped off with yesterday's miserable performance, they look like they don't know what they're doing. This is the time of year you want to see the young guys take a step. I think we're seeing a lot of guys take a step backward, Rich.
Let's start with one of the big headlines. This was the scare that happened late in the first half and Trevor Lawrence going down and limping off the field. He did return. What's the word on that potential injury?
Yeah, I asked Trevor right after he's done his news conference, like, is he going to get an MRI or anything like that? I don't think he really needs to. X-rays were good. I think they feel pretty good. He's going to be sore this morning. He expects to be. But, wow, that is really – probably it is the major storyline. We can breathe a sigh of relief. He is starting to play good football. I don't think this was on him yesterday at all. He had five drops. Travis Etienne fumbled the football. I mean, they didn't help him out at all. But the fact that he's going to continue to play the last five games is a little bit of a silver lining. That was a major scare, so much so that I was starting to look up ACL injuries, you know, like the Joe Burrows and the Carson Wentz the last handful of years. Would he miss some time next year? That's what it looked like. It looked really bad. So, hey, showed a little bit of his toughness yesterday, and I think that's just another good sign for the young quarterback.
Indeed. On the defensive side of the ball, are we looking at scheme issues, talent issues, lack of execution, combination of all of those? I mean, yes, Detroit's got one of the best offenses in the league, which is still stunning to come out of my mouth given what I've seen from this team in my lifetime, but still putting up 40 and the listless effort, it would appear from the outside looking in, is that scheme, is that talent, is it all those things?
Yeah, funny thing is, we thought this game could be like 35-31, and so they were going to give up some points. Everybody expected it, but they gave up 40, and the way it happened, it just looked really bad. And I think I think you're going to hear a major storyline this week, and I think Trent Baalke's name is going to be mentioned. They spent a lot of money on the defensive side. What are they getting on the return? And the draft picks, of course. What are they doing? And then I think you're also going to hear new defense coordinator Mike Caldwell. He's in his rookie season as a DC, and what is he doing? Is this a schematic thing? And I just wonder if we start seeing fingers pointed or something like that as we get down the end of the season, if this keeps up. Because I'm just not sure they have a Band-Aid. You don't go get new personnel. This will really tell you what's going on. Shaq Griffin, who was brought in to be a big-time corner for the Jags, obviously went out earlier this year. They tried three different corners yesterday in that spot. They have made Trey Herndon inactive. They have now tried five cornerbacks opposite of Tyson Campbell, and only one of those reasons is because of health.
4-8 now, and at Tennessee, the road gets even harder and harder. Is there a rebound that you see in the next couple, two, three games, perhaps?
Well, I did say this yesterday during the game when they got behind. I mean, this team hasn't blinked much this year. You got to give them credit for that. They've been resilient. Well, yesterday they never punched back, but I think Doug Peterson's a good coach. I think he knows what it takes. I think the message will be certainly clear, and they've got good leadership in there. I expect them to play better football. I don't think this should go into be a disaster of the last five games. That would be amazingly disappointing if that were the case.
All right, a lot more coming up at the top of the hour until 10 o'clock on ESPN 690, and then back again with Brent and friends, Maurice Jones-Drew, and many others will be weighing in on the Jaguars and the performance in Detroit, if you could call it that. 3 till 6 this afternoon.